Okay, let's get it. It's Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona. Glad to have you aboard with us here. Dave Aranda spoke on Off the Bench. A new defensive line commit was on after further review with me on Monday, and we'll get to some more of your Q&A as always. We'll begin here, though, with Dave Aranda, LSU defensive coordinator, who visited with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Hebert on Off the Bench. They talked about a variety of topics. We'll let you hear. First and foremost, here's Dave Aranda talking about how they replaced Evan White.
We've got a lot of good competition over there. I mean, we've got Patrick Queen, Jacob Phillips. They're competing over there. We got Mike Divinity. I think, you know, we're trying to do things with, we've got some bigger guys. I think, you know, I look at the linebacker group that we've got. Yeah, I think just stepping back just as a whole, you know, the talent that we have, finding roles for the talent that we got, finding positions or opportunities for guys to kind of settle in and own and make plays with. You know, I think when I, you know, whether it's a safety spot, whether it's a D-line spot, whether it's throughout the defense, when it's specifically inside linebackers, when I look at it, we've got some guys that have some height to them, have some weight to them. Maybe it's a little bit different in the past. We got a few guys are built like Kendall Beckwith back in that particular year. And so I think, you know, there's a best way to kind of play that guy. And then we've got some guys that are similar to Devin, where they're maybe not as big, but can start fast, stop fast, cover fast, and all that. And so trying to play guys into those roles. So I'm excited about that. And then, you know, that just allows the defense some creativity and everything. And so, you know, it all starts with the players. I think we've got, or I know we've got a really good group. I'm, you know, so far so good with everything in the summer, how they're progressing. I'm looking forward to see them go in the fall.
Devin White is out, but Kalavon Chasson is back from injury. Here's Dave Aranda with an update on the edge rusher.
You know, we were looking at the other day with some of the analysts, you know, by the way, we're looking at some of our pressures off the edge. And when we bring like a nickel or corner or safety off the edge, you know, we slant Kalo, you know, that outside linebacker position inside, you know, bring in somebody outside and we move the outside guys in like that. And we're talking about the technique of doing that. You know, there's a couple different ways you can do that. And the most aggressive way is to kind of take a step in and then stab off that foot and jump in that B gap and get vertical and attack it. And we're looking at it and you know, we're kind of kicking it back. Is this the best way? Is that looking at NFL teams that are doing it, and what's the best way to get it done? And we look back at last year when we were doing it in fall camp and we're looking at Kalavon. I think we had about 30 examples pulled up, and he beat his tackle, I think, like 28 out of those 30 times. Let's do it that way. It made it simple. So when you have guys like that, those decisions are made pretty easily. You know, I mean, just makes life easier. And so those are guys like we talked about before that you could try to feature. And the more the Kalavon has a three-way go, the more that tackle's on an island, and the better it is for all of us.
Of course, another big topic this spring is that LSU has a new passing game coordinator in Joe Brady and a new look offense. Who better to ask about the offense than the guy that has to defend against it every day? Here's Dave Aranda on LSU's new look offense.
Well, early on, I think the thing that strikes you first is Joe Burrow. I think there is a calmness, a confidence, a readiness. I don't think Joe is not one to be easily shook. Joe was prepared. He knew where to go with the ball. And so, early in spring, I don't think we were still transitioning to get the pads on and stuff. And I remember Coach O was leaving, like coming from a one-on-one. He was walking over and he goes, "Dave, how's it going?" And it's just, it was striking. You could see it right away that Joe knows where to go with the ball. So I think I said something like that to him, but that was pretty consistent throughout the spring. You know, it was, I think, so you give credit to Joe, you give credit to the coaches on our offensive side. They do a great job of, I think, you know, the people that we play are very adept at reading coverages. You know, hey, there's these three or four options, but read this one guy because when he's aligned like this, 80% of the time, this is what he does. So just kick it over here. That's where we're at as an offense. You know, so like if we tipped anything, the ball is out to the best spot, the safest spot, and you know, it's difficult to get hands on quarterbacks. It's difficult to pressure quarterbacks when that's the case. And so that was very impressive. The second thing that strikes you is the skill of the receivers. And so the abundance of option routes where they're just working off of people's leverages, I think that's a huge difference from the past, where I think there was elements of that, but not as much. And I think it just ties in with the athletes that we have and the type of kind of mind and savviness we have at quarterback, where they can just read a leverage and build a through. You know, you look at all the success that Alabama had with that type of structure, you know, just seeing shells and, you know, reading off leverages and throwing it and guys being on the same page. And the third thing I would say would be the Saints' influence would be the amount of backs that are getting out. I think it makes it difficult when there's just speed everywhere and you're playing empty quite a bit. And so it's challenging to you. I think it's going to be a good mix. There's certainly enough for everybody in all of it. We're seeing it. So I'm thankful for it. I think it'll make us better defensively in the end of it, but it's quite a bit.
And, of course, it's hard for Dave Aranda to do any kind of interview nowadays without being asked about five-star cornerback incoming freshman Derek Stingley and how he looks coming out of spring.
What's striking about Derek is just his calmness in everything. You know, I think there's when you watch players, I think, and they're learning new skills and they're in kind of the bright lights, whatever that environment will be, it could be, you know, a first spring game, it could be, you know, a fall scrimmage, it could be the first game, you know, which we're going to see with Derek here coming up. But so far, any of those big, you know, learning something new, big environment, bright lights, eyes on him, you know, being one-on-one, just you on an island, he's taken that in stride, man, just eating that up, almost like, give me more.
Wow.
And that is what is so rare. You know, I mean, there's guys that are athletic, can run and jump and do all this, but you know, generally there's a learning curve. Generally, hey man, there's going to be, you know, this is going to be some pressure. Hey, you know, there's this. There's none of that with him. All of that is just taken in stride, and so there's a comforting feel. You feel like it's a veteran, you know. And I have to keep reminding myself that it's not, you know. But there's nothing that fazes him, and so his confidence and his ease of manner, you know, puts me at ease. So it's pretty cool.
If you want to hear the entire interview with Dave Aranda, you can get online to 1045ESPN.com, click On Demand, Off the Bench, and then there you'll see their full chat with LSU's defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda. This is Locked on LSU, your team every day, brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book today with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. This is Locked on LSU, your team every day. We continue Locked on LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona. Of course, it's been a big spring and summer for Ed Ogeron on the recruiting trail as LSU has the number two ranked class for 2020. They've been lean on linemen, as we've discussed, but they picked up a commitment from a three-star defensive lineman out of John Arredondo Marrero. Patrick Jenkins, a top 500 player in the country, top 20 player in the state of Louisiana for 2020. And Patrick Jenkins joined us on After Further Review on Monday.
He's just very excited. You know, he didn't want me to commit. I just had to think through, you know, talking to my fans, you know, good experience.
So let's talk about your process of getting the offer and then committing. What I read today from 247 was that you camped and got the offer a couple of weeks ago from camp. How long, though, was that process leading up to getting an offer?
They've been evaluating it for, like, the longest. It was just about them seeing me in person and showing what I could do. So I think that's what shocked me when I went to camp.
So you go to camp. What did you do so well there that got that offer?
I was just doing good in the drills and one-on-ones. I dominated. So they like me, the offer.
I hear you, man. So you get the offer there, and you call Ed Orgeron. Was LSU your dream school? Was it your number one?
I never really had a dream school growing up, but you know, I never thought this was possible. I never thought, like, you know, LSU would offer me. I never thought I'd be this big, you know. So getting the offer, it just like changed everything. Like, dang, it was LSU, you know, beer from the water, you know, Tyon Matthew, and this and that. It was like, dang, you know.
You said that you never knew that you'd be able to get you would get to be that big where you get an offer. Was there a moment when you felt like, all right, I'm going to play at the major college level? Like, I can get an offer from an LSU.
Yeah, I thought something like that this year. I thought something like, I'm going to go play big time football. You know, but before that, I wasn't really thinking. I was just, you know, not this big.
I'm looking at your profile, and you had a whole bunch of offers. What other schools were hardest after you?
Tennessee, Texas A&M, Tennessee, a couple other schools.
You were at TCU this past weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
How did that go?
It was very nice. It was a very nice school, very nice coaching staff, you know. But it went well.
Why then now do you pull the trigger and make your commitment to LSU?
I just wanted to, you know, get it on with, get a recruit over with, you know, so I just focus on my CSC.
Are you 100% LSU?
Yes, sir.
Would you still take your other official visits?
I don't even know right now.
Yeah, I would, man. I'm not saying what you should do or not, but man, if I was 18 and I got 5 free visits to college campuses, hell yeah, I'd do that, man. I'm gonna take my visits. So where do you project at LSU? What position?
Three technique.
So they want you to play 3-4 end?
Yes, sir.
Is that similar to what you do at Arrett?
Yes, sir. The full arm.
Okay. What was it like getting to meet with Dave Aranda?
He told me, you know, you really want me to come, but I like my twist up, you know, quickness and all that. So, you know, it's very nice.
You got any good recruiting stories with Ed Orgeron?
I don't.
What's the craziest thing a coach that's recruiting you has done? Where you've got, man, like, really? Calling you or sending you messages or anything like that? Not necessarily, yeah, just the craziest thing.
I never really had no crazy.
All right.
Everybody's been cool, you know.
Good. Good deal, man. So, your whole family, y'all grow up LSU fans?
Yes, my mom, you know, she's LSU all the way. She's very happy. She's very excited right now.
And she gets to keep you close to home, too.
Yeah, she's coming to the game. That was very important to me.
Hey, man, give me a sense for these other guys in the class at your position. I know there's some guys in the state with Guillory and with Roy, some defensive linemen that LSU's after. How well do you know those guys, and you know, are you actively now recruiting them?
I don't really talk to them much, but I think they're going to come to LSU. You know, we're going to keep them in state, you know.
It's all about keeping the home guys in state, right?
Yes, they're putting on for a long time.
Wrapping up another edition of the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day, and the Locked On LSU podcast is brought to you by Twillery. Been telling you about the new shirts from Twillery. It's smart casual, which just got smarter and cheaper. Twillery brings performance work shirts to the next level. It's got four-way stretch material, so that means it shuts down wrinkles, it stops sweat, it keeps you looking and feeling cool, and the best part, as low as $55 a pop when you bundle four or more. It's got free shipping and returns. It's top value in smart workwear. Get them at Twillery.com/lockedon, Twillery.com/lockedon. And again, use the promo code locked on and get $25 off. Twillery.com/lockedon. We mentioned yesterday on the show that former LSU Tiger Austin Nola made his major league debut on Sunday on Father's Day, got his first career hit in his first career at major league at bat. He started for the Mariners and got that knock. Well, Monday, Austin Nola started again at first base. He batted ninth for the Mariners in a 6-4 loss to Kansas City, but Nola did go 1-3 at the plate. He struck out twice, but so far he's batting 400 on the season. He's 2-for-5 at the plate. So batting 400, he's got a run scored as well, and he actually made a beautiful play in the field. There was a Royals player who was bunting and sort of popped the bunt up toward first base, and Nola charged it, made a diving play in foul territory to nab the out, which ended up being the third out of the inning. So really nice play. Still can flash that leather, as we all know, but it was great to see Austin Nola out there making some hay in a big league park for the second night in a row. So great to see him get that opportunity. Also worth mentioning, we're going to start doing this a bit more here as we move through the summer, because as LSU teams aren't in season right now, we'll keep an eye on what some of the guys are doing right now in the majors. And DJ LeMahieu, I don't know how he's not leading everybody's all-star vote right now at third base, but he's playing third for the Yankees. He was 1-for-4 last night with a home run. He has just been absolutely in fuego. It was his 8th homer of the season, but he's batting right now .311. His on-base percentage is .355. He's slugging .459. DJ LeMahieu has had the start to the season that the Yankees needed desperately because of a lot of the injuries to some of their big offensive bats like Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. But, man, DJ LeMahieu batting leadoff, playing third base, continues to slug it for the Yankees, and it's great to see. So we'll start to mix those in here on Locked On LSU as well to let you know how some of the former Tigers are doing in the show each night. In the meantime, we'll put a button on it. We'll see you tomorrow. Locked On LSU, your team every day.